Yeah, if you didn't see the, if you weren't able to watch the televised game because it was on ESPNU, I'm not sure if everybody got that. But, I mean, it's out there on the A&M website now and all that stuff. It's in a lot of different places. That Evans kid made a pretty good catch.
That Swope kid did, too.
Yeah, Swope did, too. And that, I don't know, you know, it's, I think when you're the defensive player for Mississippi and the quarterback of the other team has the ball and is running by you, I don't think you play two below. I mean, he could have pushed him out of the.
He could have cleaned his plow.
Yeah, he could have. He could have knocked him out of bounds there at about the 6 yard line. But it was kind of like he pulled up, and the, you know, Johnny Football just ran right by him for a touchdown. So it's pretty amazing comeback. If you haven't seen it, it's kind of fun. And as Kevin did the audio, and you'll hear it again from the locker room. That's the kind of thing that really builds teams, brings them closer together. So
absolutely.
Heavily tattooed mama is in trouble with the law after she gave her little darling a tattoo.
Uh-oh.
30-year-old Odessa Clay says she didn't know that tattooing a minor is legal even if the parents give permission. Odessa gave her daughter a small heart-shaped tattoo near her right shoulder. Girl said she asked for the tattoo. Did I mention the girl's 11?
11?
She's 11.
Great googly mooglies.
And from the picture here of Odessa, she's pretty well inked up herself, but anyhow. Odessa said she used her own tools and said that she numbed her little daughter's arm before she went ahead and gave her the tattoo. So.
Wait, so is her mother a tattoo artist?
Well, I don't know. Apparently she's got her own tools to go ahead and do it if she wants to.
Hey, at least they're just only sharing needles within a family.
Well, there you go. She said she just didn't know that administering a tattoo to a minor was against the law.
Sharp as a marble.
There's some problems in here, though. This tattooing of a minor law doesn't exist in some states, but it does there. So.
Which state was that again?
North Carolina.
Oh.
Yeah. And so. And,
I actually have a friend who's a tattoo artist in North Carolina.
Well, there you go. Then you could talk to them about that. But apparently there's a little bit of a dust up within the family itself too. I think there's more to it than that. Apparently one of the grandparents turned her in. So once again, another happy holiday dinner that they'll be having there at Odessa
don't
Clay's
spit
house.
In the gravy.
No, don't be doing that.
They have that pressed turkey sandwich for turkey dinner
I'm
there.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure it'll be wonderful. And the humble tomato may in fact be sparking a trade war between U.S. America and Mexico. New York Times reports that about half of the tomatoes consumed in this country come from Mexico, and last week the U.S. took a big step toward ending a 16-year deal that kept the prices of Mexican tomatoes cheap in this country. Florida farmers have long pushed for that move, which is expected to be formalized next year. And Mexican officials are kicking up. They are not happy about
that. I'll bet not.
Not happy at all.
We want our substance. They want more pie.
That's it. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They're also hinting at a retaliation, which has producers of other commodities worried. Because as an official with the National Potato Council told the New York Times, in a shooting war, nobody wins. Thank you, sir. Expect Walmart and other big box stores to push hard to change the Commerce Department's mind.
I love that it was a potato. When
yeah.
People say tomato, potato.
It is. You potato. Say tomato and I'll say potato or whatever.
Actually, it's rubbish. They don't say potato. They do say tomato, but they do not say potato.
But it worked in the song. That's the reason.
Let's call the whole thing off.
That's right. Very good. The spat has big consequences for Mexico. They send about $2 billion worth of tomatoes up our way every year. So, yeah, they want that to be happening. All right, here we go, because we needed another goofy television show. AMC is revving up another singing competition show, although it's going to be different from Idol or X Factor.
Of course it is.
Instead of nationwide auditions to choose a talent pool, the producers of the series Roadshow will be going to 8 different small towns across U.S. America to look for somebody, anybody, who's got something special. It's kind of like America's Got Talent, except on a local basis. Each show will be filled with ordinary people from that town singing, dancing, telling jokes, or doing whatever they do.
Up next, action-intense bird watching.
Yeah, something like that from Temple, Texas. You can see it right here.
I refuse to comment on Temple, Texas.
One Guinness World Record wasn't enough for Walter Urban. Last year, the 54-year-old strongman broke the record for the most weight lifted squatting in 1 hour. This weekend, he broke another record, lifting 10,530 pounds in 60 seconds.
Holy cow.
Yeah, he set a new record for the heaviest sumo deadlift in 1 minute. I don't know, what do you do, like pick up a sumo wrestler?
No.
A dead sumo.
The bars between your legs.
Ah.
As opposed to like a regular deadlift when it comes straight up your, straight up the front of your body.
Yeah, could the only weights I lift are myself.
Yeah, could I possibly ask how you know that?
Because I played football in college, and okay. I've trained until I broke my leg. I trained up until almost a year ago.
Scott, he's way more athletic than either of us.
That's it, the heaviest sumo deadlift, huh? Okay. According to the press release, he lifted 215-pound bar 49 times over 60 seconds.
Oh, man. That's just stupid strong.
Yeah. He's 54. Did you hear that part of it?
No, I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, I did. I chose to ignore it because I'm 43.
Yeah, that's...
Let's just move on,
shall we? I thought you were like 36.
Yeah, well, see, there you go.
God love you.
Yeah. In a July poll of 1,400 U.S. American consumers, Perception Research Services found that 4 out of 5 shoppers, about 76% again, noticed Made in America claims and labels that they are more likely to purchase that product if it does say Made in the USA. U.S. consumers note Made in China labels almost as much, about 57%, but they are more likely to purchase the USA. That is until they turn over the price tag.
Oh.
I mean, they want to be good, patriotic U.S. Americans until that, and once again. All right, after Kevin's sports today, a test that you can take at your computer today.
You can study.
At the office.
You can study. It's online already.
Okay, we find out if you're good at this or not.